What the fuck?
From the ground, I go to the sky. I'm a spirit, I'm soulful, but physically fly. I like rings, cause they never end, like dreams of a veteran that's been in war, been dispatched, but still Confederate flag that marks the spot where my heart was forever changed. Battlefield of addiction, don't take this needle in vain. I lost the same war, four times in different generations. My son's sons was going places until I crashed, laying on the dash of my vices. I lost control, I held a fist, then I slipped and lost my grip. Completely missed all his grace, how'd I forget? Sometimes being too careful propels you into abyss. Confused, the jokers I played, the pokers in spades. Not many even focus this way. In Vegas we stay right on the strip. Was finna dip, Hennessy got me lit, I'm hip. The club is dim, the light was him.
Learn my greatest lessons when I'm mid through a battle. I know warfare is real when I ain't boxing with no shadow. This the kind of talk that only come from experience. Only disconnected when I'm out and I ain't fearing him. Only disconnected when I'm full of myself. Only weak when I am fueling myself. This guilt be coming in waves. My faith feel more like a phase. I leveled up when I found out I could command it to stay. I really wanna be bold. I'm really trying to get free. Sometimes I'm riddled with pain, but I don't welcome defeat. I think I'm coming to terms that I was made just to serve. When trouble jump in the curve, I just combat it with words of grace and mercy. No longer fearing my past. He won't deserve me, no way. He want a home, and so I made him a place in my heart. Thought I was damaged, was too mentally scarred. It took some time, but now I know nothing can tear us apart.
I choose to still believe out.
I see the sunshine.
I choose to still believe that. I ain't guilty no more. I ain't guilty no more. I choose to still believe out.
I see the sunshine.
I choose to still believe that. I ain't guilty no more. I ain't guilty no more. A red sign in all capital sat on door at the hospital. I emerged out of black and blue. This emergency left me bruised. Justice was served though. I don't remember my turn in prison. Red-handed, they caught me. The evidence clear, still I'm acquitted. G is for the G's I was paying the fee to kill for me. U is for the innocent person who served the bid for me. I is for the vision I thought I had but ain't clearly see. L is for the train I was on when your grace appeared to me. T is for the times that I should have been dead but bullets missed. Y is something that earth will never know but in heaven yet. My pastor's telling me, though you ain't into spelling me, the letters reversed. Him who's under the law will never see.
When the
I choose to still believe.
I see the sunshine.
I choose to still believe that. I ain't guilty no more. I choose to still believe out.
I see the sunshine.
I choose to still believe that.
I ain't guilty no more.
I ain't guilty no more.
What it do, world? Welcome to Bad Guy Radio. To say hello to the Bad Guy Podcast, man. I'm your host, Cutty Kane, man. Welcome to the Madhouse, man. We back again for another episode of Foolishness, Entertainment, and Education, man. First things first, man. Let's give credit to the featured artists of the week, man. Today's opening track came courtesy, man, of Celis Hamilton featuring Brittany Carter. That joint was called Same War, man. Celis is a dope young artist, man. He out of Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Residing in Manhattan, you know what I'm saying? In the middle of New York City. And today's vibe came courtesy of him, man. So big shout out to that, man. Be sure to connect and check him out, too, man. He got his own website, man. It's CelisHamilton.com. And he's also active on social media with Instagram. Goes by the same name, man. Celis, C-E-L-L-U-S, Hamilton. If y'all niggas don't know how to spell Hamilton, then you're listening to the wrong show. We educate on this show. Figure it out. But listen, man, we expecting big things out that man. He doing his thing, man. And no way you heard it here first, man. Hey, JC, give him some noise, man. That boy did his thing on that track. That shit, it's going up, son. Make sure y'all run that shit up on Apple iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you find it. Play that shit a million times. Welcome to the show, man. We back in the madhouse, man. It's season two. I'm fresh off vacation, man. I'm fresh off a trip to NYC, man. I spent about a week in the Big Apple. I made some dope connects, man. I did some politicking. You know, I did some partying. I shook some hands. I made some friends. I kiss some babies, you know, that type of good shit, man. One thing about me, man, when I touch down in the town, I hit the hood. You know, I don't stay in the tourist spots. I'm liable to pop up in the projects, at a hood barbecue, at the park. I'm at your cousin's graduation. Shit, ain't no telling where I'm going to be at when I'm in your city. You feel me? When I go down to town, I like to see the slums. I like to connect with the people, man. So, you know, we're going to party. We're going to do all that bougie, halfway rich shit. But I'm going to spend a day in the hood or two every vacation. You know what I'm saying? No matter what city I'm in. And I was in New York, man. You know, it was plenty of hoods. It was a lot of ground to cover. It's a lot of hoods in that motherfucker, man. Plenty of rats too. New York got some big ass rats, man. That shit ain't no myth. I'm talking rats so big, them bitches was looking like little baby blue pit bulls running around that motherfucker. They wasn't scared of shit either. Look, walk right up on you. Motherfucking rats so big, boy, you can put a leash on one of them bitches and tie them up in the backyard with the doghouse and everything. They'll guard the crib. Won't nobody break in. Listen, motherfucking pets. Mickey Mouse mixed with a Rottweiler. That's how big them motherfuckers was, you feel me? It's a lot of hustlers in New York too, man. They was selling everything from belts to bitches in that motherfucker. Man, Times Square is one big ass swap meet, like a flea market around that motherfucker. And listen, I finally found out where y'all getting all those purses and shoes, designer belts. Yeah, I found out where that shit was coming from. They had that shit laid out on the concrete, on the sheet. You been in New York, you know. They had all that Christina Dior. Yeah, they had Christina. It wasn't Kristen. It was Christina. It was Kristen's little cousin. She made t-shirts too. Yeah, they better cop them up. Y'all niggas know what I'm talking about, because y'all Dior don't be in this Dior. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. I saw those Vuittons, them Screwy Vuitton bags, them Screwy Louis. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, them Screwy Louis. Y'all bitches be holding them Screwy Louis in every picture. Screwy Louis bags. Y'all be toting around the bar. What's that? Every club y'all go to, every time y'all get up to the bathroom, taking that beat down ass bag, that bitch busting at the seams with the threads coming out that motherfucker. But anyway, man, you know what else they had a lot of, though? This ain't no diss, man. I fuck with New York, man. I had a ball up there. You know what I'm saying? I spent time in every borough. I was everywhere in that bitch. It's a lot of hustlers in that motherfucker. But you know, I'm going to tell you something. You know what else they had a lot of? That bullshit ass weed, them colorful comic book bags y'all niggas be loving to smoke on so much, man. The weed with the goddamn, the Obama, whatever the fuck, the funny, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, the funny looking weed, the funny bags. Oh, you don't smoke like I do. That's all I see now, the comic book bags. They got cartoons and pictures and holograms and shit all on the motherfucking weed. Listen, I'm so sick of that shit, man. Listen, where the old school weed, man, that used the Ziplocs and the Glad bags? That's the fuck I've been looking for. Listen, and shout out to Whitney on the Rocks, man. She came in to check on into the studio. Y'all might remember her from
being a hoe.
Who?
Being a hoe.
I don't know about her being a hoe, but she was on on one of my episodes in season one. I think it was called Shots on the Rocks. Y'all can go check that out. Where I had to come in here and show her how it was done. She came in here to watch the master work again today. Oh. So she's in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Give her some noise. Give her a round of. She in the studio. Listen. She came to watch a master at work, and I don't have a problem with that, because a lot of y'all watching me and y'all watching the master at work, I appreciate those that do it in person. So shout out to Wit on the Rock. What, you got anything to say? You want to shout out to your people or something? All right, never mind. Okay, cool. She ain't had nothing to say. So we moving along on the show. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I'm so sick of the motherfucking niggas, this bullshit ass weed. I need some old school weed. You know what I'm saying? The old school. These niggas got all kind of bullshit names on the bullshit weed, too. It be called the Big Bird Bubba Kush, the Blue Obama Cookie Runts. Motherfucker got the Lamborghini Lemon Pepper Purple Pressure. I can't keep up with that shit, man. Listen, every week some new weed come out, and the price keep getting higher and higher. Young nigga told me the other day, he say, Unk to me. Nigga, young nigga called me Unk, too. Young nigga called me. He said, yeah, Hunk, this the Zai, straight from Cali. I need 80 for the eighth. I said, okay, well, nigga, where the Finkel? Straight off of Detroit, because I ain't paying that motherfucking shit, nigga. I ain't been out the loop that long, nigga. That, what the fuck? You got some expensive-ass highs. What the fuck else you got on that shit? But back to New York, man. You know, the shopping is good. You know, the networking atmosphere was awesome, man. It was plenty of connects. You know, big shout-out to New York. I spent some time in Harlem. You know, they had some type of block party the day I was out there. I was out on Lenox. It was bitches in Timberland boots and Yankee hats everywhere. I fuck with it. They was out there. A big shout out to DJ Knuckles, man, in Harlem. I met him out on Lenox in the Danger Zone at the Big L Mural. You know, at the Big L Mural. Real solid dude. So shout out to him. Spent the day in Brooklyn. The day I was out there in Brooklyn was Big's birthday weekend. So all of Brooklyn was buzzing. You know what I'm saying? They had the murals out there, the candles, and all that old kind of shit. So we was in Bed-Stuy that day. I had tickets to the Nets playoffs game. They didn't let me in. They said because I did not have the paperwork to certify that I was 14 days from a second vaccination to COVID. So since I didn't have the vaccination, I was not able to go to the Brooklyn game, man. So instead of me going to the game, you know what I did, man? We just sat outside that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, that's what Detroit niggas do. We can't get inside the club. We just stand outside. So I spent the day in downtown Brooklyn. I was in downtown Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with the local crowd. I went to this bar. It was called O'Keefe's. Fucking around watching the game, talking some shit. New York, some rude motherfuckers, but they some cool motherfuckers too. But they definitely rude as hell. There's some rude motherfuckers in that bitch. But I spent that day in Brooklyn. So yeah, like I said, man, New York is definitely a place I go again. That was my first time there, but I'm gonna check back in real soon. I'm probably gonna be there sooner than you think. You know, maybe tomorrow. You know, fucking around with me. You know how I go. What I like the most about New York, you know, was the willingness, you know, people had to do business. You know, they about that money in New York City. You know, Detroit businesses, you know, they can learn a few things from New York, man, because those people, they want every dollar they can get. Rather, they got to trick your ass up out of it or whatever the fuck they got to do. You know how stylists, barbers, you know, tattoo artists, you know, a lot of people who do business in Detroit, they kind of hard to contact and book with. They want you to go through the website and give them a DNA sample and give them half more than the money that you're supposed to pay for the service. I mean, all that type of crazy shit. Man, it's not like that in New York at all. Like, they take same day appointments, next day appointments, within an hour appointments, whatever it takes to separate you from your money, they're going to accommodate you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna be honest, like, you know, when somebody wants to give you money as a businessman, your objective should be to do everything within reason to get it. I ain't saying I kiss no ass and no shit like that, but the pillar to any good business is customer service. So shout out to New York on that. But all in all, man, you know, listen, man, welcome back to the show. I had to give y'all a brief synopsis on what the fuck I've been up to. I got cussed out by a listener. I ain't gonna say her name, Miss May. But anyway, listen, I got cussed out by a listener who basically told me I don't drop shows enough. I be having shit to do. Told me I don't cuss me the fuck out. Well, listen, you come record these motherfuckers then. But anyway, man, back to what I was saying, man. You know, we back to the show. Well, we fresh off another episode of my True Life series. You know, it was Volume 3. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think Volume 3 was the best installment so far. I mean, you know, it was a Volume 3, My Life as an Escort. Featuring Jelly Roll Entertainment. We had Jelly Roll in the building. You know, it was a deep episode. You know, not only deep, but it was truthful. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, man. I admire truth, you know, because it takes a lot to come on the show and tell your story to the world without fear of being judged. You know, it ain't the hoes I'm worried about. It's the sneaky ones I can't trust. You know what I'm saying? So, we in the world right now where a lot of people, you know, aren't comfortable in their own skin. You know, they like to keep their fronts up. You know, they like to, they afraid to live in their truth. So it's refreshing. And I have a respect for those, you know, with the courage to come in and tell their story and contribute to our understanding of their life. Because, you know, we just the listeners. You know, I'm just the host asking questions. You just a nigga at home listening to it. But True Life is their life. Whether it was the porn star, you know, whether it was Jazz with the Naked Hustle, you know, whether it was Jelly and the Escort. This is what they do. And we just sitting at home critiquing they shit. So it's easy, you know what I'm saying, to sit at home and critique they shit because you ain't got to live that life. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like the motherfucking the sportscasters and shit that be talking about how I'm a fucking dunk the basketball, but this nigga, like, he about 72, can't never play the best. It's that type of shit. That type of shit. So, you know, shout out to Jelly, man. You know, you welcome back in the madhouse anytime you want to, man. Stay safe out there, girl, because you came up in this motherfucker with needing that helmet, man. We still talking about that shit, JG. God damn it. That shit. I might need me another shot. Can I get, pull me a shot of that shit, because I got something right here. Here we go. Listen, I ain't got no topic today. I don't need a topic for real because, I mean, 9 times out of 10, I'm just going to go wherever the liquor takes me anyway. That's what the object of this show is. You know, this is the no spin zone. So give me 1 second while I take this drink, because, you know, that's the fuck I'm doing. I ain't got no guests. I don't need no guests.
Not a Frappuccino.
It's like, man, you better mind your business. Let me. Yeah, like I was saying, you know, we don't need no guests over here at Bad Guy Radio. Y'all came here to see me anyway. The truth, the light, the way. I'm David Ruffin. I didn't need the Temptations. Listen, I'm going to tell you, hey, it took Joe Budden's years to figure out what I figured out in the first episode. Yeah, abracadabra. Everybody disappears and here's the bad guy sitting on top. I'm going to give y'all, and just because I love to talk my shit, I'm going to give y'all a country count and a city count before I get up out this motherfucker. I ain't turning my light down for nobody. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. So like I said, man, you know, listen, it's season 2, man, episode 7 of Detroit's, it may be 6, maybe 7, I don't know, I don't really be counting them. Detroit's most dangerous podcast, man, Detroit's fastest growing podcast. I'm here to set the standard, I'm not going to stop saying it. You know, I know a lot of people do, like I said before, they want you to turn your light down so you cater to their insecurities and they don't want you to boast how good you are, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you something, that ain't going to ever happen here.
Tell us about it.
I'm going to say it again, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it for every motherfucker that's tired of hearing it. This is Detroit's most dangerous podcast and Detroit's fastest growing podcast. The brand and the logo taking the city by storm. You seeing all the goddamn devil hats and shit everywhere. You go into the motherfucking Coney Islands, y'all seeing stickers and shit everywhere. They got posters up, commercials running. The baby mama probably got a t-shirt. She's sleeping in that motherfucker. Frying chicken and all that type of shit too. Whatever. We're going to get into a few different things on today's show, man. We're going to discuss a few topics. I'm going to do a current event show. I don't do enough current event shows. I be trying to educate you stupid motherfuckers. So and kick game to you. I guess today I'm just going to talk about the regular shit. We're going to talk about the regular shit. So what's going on, man? I don't know, man. Listen, man, you know, like I said, we're going wherever the liquor takes us. Once again, give a big shout out to my real supporters, man, my listeners. You know, everybody that's doing what they supposed to do. That's sharing my post. Listen, that's commenting on my shit. That's liking my post and showing love. Today's show is going to start off with the biggest announcement of the year. The biggest announcement of the year so far, which is the reopening of Outside. Yes. Yes, sir. This week in Michigan kicks off the official end of the majority of the COVID-related restrictions that closed businesses and changed life as we know it across the country. It's 90 degrees in Detroit today. I can't wait to read the crime report. It's going up around this motherfucker. Y'all boys stay dangerous. And listen, as always, the youngest person in the car with no felony takes the gun case. That's law. Jay-Z, let them know that. I'm going to repeat that again.
No, ma'am.
The youngest person in the car with no felony takes the gun case. Stay dangerous, Detroit. Call my lawyer, Paul Tonadia, take care of you. We got it in. Anyway, listen, that was a plug for you, Paul. I'll see you in a minute. I got to meet you on my, yeah, we'll talk. Like I said, this week kicks the official end of the majority of the COVID-related restrictions. Outside is open, but I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of hard to imagine when it was ever really closed because most of you niggas never really went in the house anyway. Some of you niggas don't even got a house to go into, but you know, that's a different story for a different day. I think the only place that was really closed that felt the effects of the pandemic was probably Walmart and maybe the bar.
Walmart
ain't 24 hours no more, and that was when they was doing the best that they was ever doing. Because I'm an avid 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. Walmart shopper. Why you in this bitch snitching, man? Get this police ass. Hey, get your police ass up out the spot, G. You motherfucker. I mean, no. Hey, listen. There are no antagonists on the bag. That's my job. But listen, man. I be stealing though. I ain't gonna lie though. But that don't mean you got to be police on it though, man. Crime stoppers. Man, listen, man. Like I said, man. Outside is open. You guys never really went in the house. But. Starting this week, you know, here in Michigan, it's probably been changed in other places for quite some time. The federal government, along with the Center for Disease Control and all the other collective states, cities, and local municipalities announced that all the protections that they were put into place beginning in March 2020 when COVID began to ravage the United States about 15 or so months ago, they're going to roll all that shit back. You niggas is free to do as you please, pretty much. Go do what you need to do. shoot them moves, make them plays, sell them dinners, whatever the fuck it is you want to do, it's your time to do it. But you know something? I'll be honest, man. I knew outside was open way before the announcement. Because as a matter of fact, man, it's apparent to me that outside is open. Because a lot of times, outside is what you bitches be smelling like. I be smelling you motherfuckers. You bitches smelling like outside, Anejo, and Breeze vapes. That's all I smell when I see you bitches. Yeah, Breeze vapes. What the fuck I said? Thin ass bundles blowing in the wind. It's the Bad Guy Radio Show. I'm not here to cater to nobody's egos. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. I said it. Fuck y'all. Whatever. I'm not here to cater to nobody. I'm gonna say what I want to say. I ain't got no sponsors. I paid for the show myself. I want to say fuck you. You fucked. They can't cancel me. They can't. Can't cancel me. That's why I don't take no money from y'all motherfuckers. So I could be like, fuck all y'all motherfuckers. If I want to eat Burger King and McDonald's on the same show, I can do that. Because I ain't taking money from nobody. Okay? This is a brand. This isn't a business. The hats y'all wearing on them is me. Me. They walking around with pictures of me. Yeah. It's my show to talk my shit. We in this bitch, man. Listen. I ain't seen nothing but colorful wigs and $5 made in Japan sandals all week, man. Ain't nothing but wrestling suits in this motherfucker since the first 50 degree day. The outside been open. And y'all wigs be looking like wigs too. I'm just throwing that shit out here. It looking like wigs. Like a motherfucker unscrewed a mop and set it on a basketball. Yeah, I'm here to tell the story today. Yeah, you figure, look at your shit. Your shit was slipping too. Pull it back a little bit. Yeah, bars are also reopening. I know you niggas couldn't wait to get back to the bar so y'all could spend $300 on a $37 bottle of liquor. Y'all niggas just couldn't wait. I know you guys are excited about. Y'all couldn't wait. Y'all so excited to go and stunt in front of other niggas. I know it. To be seen by other niggas. Y'all ain't doing it for the hoes. Y'all doing it for the niggas. I know about you niggas, man. But if you know, like I know, man, shit, Detroit is the underground capital, man. The bars never closed, nigga. These niggas got a strip pole in every basement. And vacant social club in this motherfucker. Them hoes ain't losing no sleep. They hit the internet. They selling that. That's what somebody told me. When a chick be like, who got the weed? Or who selling some weed on social media? That's cold word for they selling that motherfucker. So they would never know drought. They was still dancing. Bars is open. Enjoy. They open till 2. So if you want to go and get into an argument with a nigga over stepping on his shoe, feel free to go do it because the bars is back open. You know, you want to go beef with a nigga because he fucked your bitch. Yeah, they fucking all these bitches. You want to get nag at a nigga because he fucked your baby mama in 7th grade. Feel free. The bars is back open. Do what y'all got to do, man. I used to think that it was my job to educate everybody. But then I kind of started thinking, I need stupid people. I need niggas to know less than I know. So I have somebody to take advantage of. So I'm going to stop giving away free game. I'm going to stop educating you niggas. And I'm going to let you niggas exterminate yourself and get yourself the fuck out the way. And then once y'all get the fuck out the way, I'm just going to pick up the pieces. It's the circle of life. It's the Lion King, man. That's the fucking Lion King said. It's the circle of life, nigga. So anyway, man. Outside is back open. The shit is open. We popping. The one thing I will say I did miss, you know what I'm saying? Because since they relaxed the restrictions on the bars, they also relaxed the restrictions on large gatherings. You know, like niggas ever stopped doing that anyway. But the cookouts and the picnics are back. Yeah, I told y'all the other day, boy, I love a good cookout. The shit, them be the ones that got all the food. It's a card game going, the liquor flowing, the music playing. And it's going to end with a fight at the end of the night. Yeah, it's going to be a good slobber knocker in that motherfucker. Those are my type of parties. And I told y'all before, listen, when females take me to the family events and the cookouts and their aunties get to flirting with me, shit, I'm flirting back. Shit, I'm flirting right back with them. What's up, auntie? What's happening? She got a Cadillac and I want it. That motherfucker got low miles on it. It's a motherfucking El Dorado. With some white walls on that bitch. And I want to drive it. Don't leave your granny around me, true player for real. Ask my nigga for real. I ain't lying to you. It's true shit, nigga. So the question most people probably have, or may not have, because y'all niggas don't really give a fuck, is it really safe to go outside and mingle? You know, the world is reopened. You know, they saying come on out and party. They booking concerts. Is it really safe, or is there some type of ulterior motive or conspiracy behind the madness? Are they trying to trick us again? They're tricking us on the boat? My short answer on this is safe. It's probably absolutely fucking not. I mean, that's just my, that's my honest opinion, but I'm going to be honest. I'm not a medical professional. I don't claim to be. I don't have any medical training. But I do believe in the art of expertise. I will tell you that. I believe in letting the experts be the experts. And I believe one of the biggest mistakes in the last 2 years are people condoning the death of expertise. You know what I'm saying? It's like, expertise is something that you gain through, you know, work or study or experience, aptitude. It's not no shit you obtain via Google or word of mouth or what your cousin said or what you saw on a meme or some shit. Expertise is gained by actual strides in education and gaining information or learning shit. If what you study or the information you review or the information, whatever you have, or whatever your source is, isn't on par or don't match what the actual resident expert on that topic is, you can't consider yourself as inclined as that expert. You just can't do it. And what that means in simple nigga terms is I'm going to take the words of the doctors and the world-renowned epidemiologists over you niggas who can't read and comprehend at a fifth grade level. That's what I'm going to do. Now, you do what the fuck you want to do, but that's what I'm going to do. Doctors and scientists are doctors and scientists for a reason. Just like surgeons are surgeons for a reason and dentists are dentists for a reason. Y'all believe those doctors when they tell y'all them botched-ass BBLs look good, don't you? So why y'all don't believe when a motherfucking doctor tell you coronavirus is real and you should wear a mask? Which, I'm going to be honest, man, you know, mask is probably hit and miss for me. But we don't, I'm nobody's perfect. I'm here to not judge nobody. I never, listen, am I perfect? No. Am I working to be a better person? No. Also, no. So, I mean, that'll be, get that out the way. We're going to move along. In the day of Google University and internet searches and Instagram education, people have developed the idea that they can challenge the experts based on 15 minutes of studying a topic on Google and reading social media timelines. You're a fucking idiot. Smart people learn from smart people, or smarter people, should I say. And only a fool would think that without proper study or diligence, that whatever the fuck they think as an educated guess beats factual information from a personal expertise. I say that to say that I believe COVID is real. I don't believe it was staged. I don't believe it was faked. I believe the pandemic was real. And I believe that because we didn't have real government in place, the shit got out of hand. This ain't the first fucking pandemic. This is not the first time this happened. It's the first time it made it to America's shores where we had to deal with it. But it's third world and fourth world countries that can't drink water, that been wearing masks and can't walk outside because of shit for the longest. We just actually had to have a fucking clown in office that thought the shit was fake, called it the China virus and all that old stupid shit. And the shit got to your front door. It's the real difference. Yo, look it up. H1N1 flu, the bird flu, swine. They got a new fucking pandemic every fucking few years that exists because people are, you know, a virus is a virus. It mutates, it transforms. I mean, perfect example. Do you see the ringworm? Do you see chickenpox anymore? No. Because viruses mutate, they become new shit. Shingles, hand, foot, mouth, whatever the fuck they want to call that shit. It's the circle of life. Like the Lion King. I like the Lion King. That's a classic movie. Yeah, it should be. It's a great fucking movie, man. But like I said, man, I say that to say, man, I believe COVID is real. You niggas didn't social distance. Y'all didn't wear a mask. Like I said, you know, the mask was hit or miss for me. It irritates me. That motherfucker covered up my beard more than anything else. I'm be honest. People didn't wash their hands. Y'all niggas barely wash y'all ass. You know, y'all still passing backwards back and forth. Y'all still sharing cups, drinking out of niggas' bottles, breaking perks in half with your bare hands. You bitches caught all the $22 flights to Miami and Houston to sit in VIP and get liquor poured in your mouth by a PPP scammer. Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad. Listen, the reason I don't feel bad about the mask shit, because I'm going to keep it real. You know, like I said, the mask was hit or miss for me. And I didn't expect niggas to wear masks after 1 year of corona. Because A's been around 30 or 40 years, niggas still don't wear condoms. So what the fuck made y'all think these niggas was going to wear masks? This wasn't going to happen. You know, as far as safety goes, you know, it is what it is. You know, the virus is apparent. It's going to be here for some while. I mean, the only thing you can ever do in a situation like this is take the proper precaution. But with me, I always feel like numbers are paramount. So I'm going to give you the information on the numbers versus when the pandemic was the pandemic versus what it is now. And of course, the numbers I provide are taken directly from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the daily corona reports released by the Michigan Governor's Office on a daily basis. We fact check here, you stupid motherfuckers. Yes, I be waiting for one of y'all niggas to try to call me out and say I'm wrong. I practice arguing. I be prepared. I read all the notes and shit, and I say shit to bait people in. And once they get in the chair and put the rope around their neck, I kick their legs from up under them and make them look fucking stupid. It's an art of mine. So, quick rundown on you stupid motherfuckers before I have some more fun. The first death connected and confirmed as a COVID death occurred in Michigan on March 18th, 2020. So, we about 15, 16 months from that point. The current count on infection has Michigan at roughly 900,000 cases confirmed. That's for the total state. And we're at about 19,000 and some change in deaths. That's as of today. Now, again, these are the current numbers. So with COVID being a fluid situation and changing day to day, these numbers may vary, go up, down, who knows what the fuck, whatever. But just to give you a quick rundown, with roughly 20,000 deaths in 15 months, we are looking at an average of about 45 to 46 people dying a day from COVID. Those are the numbers as it stands from the first day somebody died, which was March 18th, 2020. The silver lining in these numbers is that they have improved. As of yesterday, the 7-day average of death in Michigan from coronavirus or COVID-related deaths was, guess what? 25 deaths a day. We're down 20 deaths today, as we were on average the past 15 months when everything was shut down. We're only 20 less deaths, which is in essence still a lot. But we also have to realize that success for the government in combating COVID was never measured on people not dying. It's measured in reducing the number of people dying. And a certain percentage of the population are expected to die. And the government is well aware of that. The threat still exists, but the plan has shifted into a wealth over health approach, which should be expected. I mean, this is America, right? I mean, the world isn't necessarily reopening because it's safe. It's reopening because the rich are losing money. Wealth is being redistributed. I ain't never seen so much money on the streets. Even the rat holes got the good weave. Eating at the La Culture and shit. I ain't gonna lie, the PPP and all that kind of shit is kind of going somewhere, and the unemployment is kind of going somewhere. And I'm kind of happy, and I'm not happy because I'm a hater. I'm happy because I'm tired of seeing y'all dirty asses outside every day, everywhere. I can't get a table nowhere, motherfucking. Even goddamn, it's a redistribution. Well, we're gonna talk about that in a minute later too. I'm gonna discuss some quick economics with you niggas because we know y'all skipped school. I did too. So I'm going to give y'all some economics at the end of the show as well. But like I said, man, we all know America is a capitalistic society. At the peak of the pandemic, it was average 46 deaths. Now we're at 25. So people are still dying. People are still sick. But they're trying to mitigate the loss, because the loss would be you or your grandma or your auntie, whoever the fuck else, false victim. We stand up for baby daddies over here. We won't take that slander. JG, call the security. Get her the fuck up out of here with that baby daddy slander. Yeah, we don't do that. Baby daddies run the world around here. Real baby daddies, like me, fathers, we run the world out here. My daughter love me. Put her in the, listen, if you put her in the middle of a line between me and her mama, she gonna run to me. That's like you used to do the dogs back in the day. Like, who you coming to? No, I'm just Just a fake shit. That's my baby, dog. Y'all know I love my dog. That's Cuddy Ken. Bad Daddy Radio. So anyway, man, back to business. I'm sidetracked. America is and has always been a capitalistic society. Y'all niggas know 90% of the decisions made in America are based off fiscals at the foundation. That's what it's about, man. Money, you got it or you don't, nigga. You're rich or you're poor. So in between. Nobody cares. You either got it or you don't, nigga. Don't nobody want to hear them sob stories. It's always what's good for business. It's never what's good for people. That's the American way. Herd immunity is the plan going forward. Y'all can go research that shit. This is actually, you know what? We're going to go back down memory lane before I go on with the show. This is actually the 1 year anniversary of the first show that I did after COVID started. JG closed the fucking studio on me for 10 weeks. And I came and I did Return of the Bad Guy. Today is exactly 1 year from Return of the Bad Guy. So I did a show on the day when COVID let us out the first time and we all got put back up. And now I'm here again. And now so we'll see where it goes. COVID's going to be some shit that's going to be regular. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, hey, they got that COVID. And that's going to be in a minute. Like the flu in the morning. And that nigga having that COVID. It's going to be some shit list like that. Yo, watch it. I'm trying to tell you. So listen, now that we getting back out here, you know, and the government has decided that herd immunity, y'all can Google it. Go look it up. I'm not about to go into a health discussion today, but herd immunity or community immunity, go look it up and Google it. That's what y'all like to get y'all information from. I know y'all some Google heads, so check that out. The government is opening doors to the world, and they plan to let the best immune system win. Let the best immune system win. And so now we're seeing the media push on to get everybody vaccinated. First it was a shortage. Now you can get a shot anywhere, anytime you want it. They said when these motherfuckers first came out, they was prioritizing them. You had to get on the list. Now you can pick these bitches up like a fucking flyer at the gas station for free before 11. For real, they begging you to get the motherfucking shit. You know what? The shit is so crazy, man. Listen, the media push to get people vaccinated is so high. And you know, I came with facts. They are actually giving incentives to give shots right now. Listen. Right now, they are giving incentives. Residents in Hawaii are being given free entries for trips to Vegas. Anheuser-Busch, the largest beer brewery in the fucking world. They own Budweiser, Stella Artois, Bud Light. Largest brewing company in the world. They announced plans to give free beer to all Americans over the age of 21 on the condition that 70% of U.S. adults are at least partially vaccinated against COVID by July 4th. There's a deadline on that if you want that free beer, Big Unk. The giveaway, which is, might I add, co-signed by the White House. Co-signed by the White House. The beer giveaway is co-signed by the White House. Yes, you heard it here. It is. And it comes as President Joe Biden plans to announce a month of action to encourage more Americans to get vaccinated. West Virginia. Y'all niggas love West V. All my niggas love West V. Y'all go out there and make new baby mamas and everything. Y'all sell the bag out there and get a trailer park bitch pregnant. But that's a story for a different day. West Virginia. It's also expanding its incentives to encourage residents to get the vaccine. The state has announced that later this month, they will begin weekly lottery drawings offering cash, trucks, guns, and even college scholarships to residents as incentives to get vaccinated. These niggas giving out, Sally Mae on everybody head in the city, they're giving out free motherfucking college.
They over in India, like, they got to do all this
with bitches. So listen, going forward, I'm not done. I'm not done. Because it's more of this shit. It's more of this shit, man. Free college scholarships. You know, I feel some way about that. And I didn't go to college, you know, but it's just something to be said. When I see people struggle to go to college, people who want the higher education and to go through whatever they're going through, whether it's waitressing tables, working late nights, taking out loans, Ubering, waiting tables, whatever it is you're doing, and being so much of an amount of debt, immense burden while going through schools in your early years. To see this, something like that, it's offensive to me for those with higher education. I mean, starting pay is higher, is a slap in the face for a college graduate. But you know, that's a different story for a different day. In addition to West Virginia, California, the state of Washington, as well as Ohio and Kentucky, have all announced incentives that include entrance into lotteries with prizes of up to $1.5 million for vaccinated citizens. With the White House also backing up these programs, with President Joe Biden quoted as saying, "Each of you, as in his case, American citizens, has the power to help us gain this freedom as a nation." Biden also continued to say, if you get a shot this week, you can be fully vaccinated by the week of July 4th, and you can celebrate Independence Day free from fear or worry. My question is free of fear and worry from what? The vaccination creators have already stated the vaccination doesn't stop you from contracting disease. They said it already. Let's take it a step further. Now, first, let me be clear. You know, I don't have an opinion on taking the vaccine. You know, I don't. My opinion is do what you think is best for your family. I think everybody should have the same approach, doing what's best for them and their family. Don't let the masses make the decision for you. I know people are flashing those vaccine cards like they Rolex watches right now. But don't feel pressured. You know, do your own research and decide what's best for you and your family, and let that be the factor that determines what you do. But watching this push for this vaccination leads me to believe, well, goddamn, if this vaccination is so important to public health, and we're giving out free vaccinations and $1 million drawings and lottery tickets and all this scholarships, all this type of crazy shit, why are we not giving free chemo to cancer patients or giving free insulin to diabetics or maybe free AIDS medicine to AIDS patients? But you can get a free COVID shot and a chicken fucking sandwich on every fucking corner right now. So, I mean, aside from any outside knowledge, I can understand the skepticism of some of the citizens in regards to taking the vaccination. Also, man, listen, don't let these fake woke motherfuckers just decide for you either, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, because some people do have underlying health conditions where they may need this protection. You know, and everybody got this vegan, organic, most high, grand rising. And no disrespect to the lifestyle or whatever, but a lot of y'all niggas be gangsters all week and then y'all throw back Lives Matter rallies on the weekend. So I be confused. I'd be confused. I can't keep up. Now, along with the COVID restrictions being removed, the biggest elephant in the fucking room is a return to work for the masses. That's right. The money is gone. The money is gone. These niggas ain't got nothing but guns left. And it's a work shortage everywhere, man. You know, everybody hiring right now, man. You can get a job anywhere. Nigga, I apply to be the CEO of Facebook. I hope the niggas call me back. You can get a fucking job anywhere. You hired for a job right now, they hire your ass for your ass, even leave the building. You be working that day. You ready to go in line right now? Shit, the money gone, man. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm madder than a murder victim's cousin in a crime entity comments. And I'm going to tell you why. Y'all blew all that damn money and ain't nobody buy a side tooth. Your niggas' license is still suspended. Your bitch is still riding around with bald ass tires. What the fuck, man? We were supposed to come up. I thought this was black reparations. Listen, everybody hiring. Listen, motherfucking White Castle hiring at $15, $16 an hour. Listen, you know the work shortage is real when Bucharest start hiring fat bitches. Okay? Bucharest hiring fat bitches. And you know them the coldest little motherfuckers in the city. You know it's short out this motherfucking end. Seeing a lot of indictments coming out. We ain't gonna talk on that, man. We don't wish jail on nobody. But like I told you, niggas. So I've been telling you, niggas, the game plan on every show, on the IP addresses, how the multiple submissions from multiple computers. I've been giving you niggas. I've been telling you niggas about being on the internet with them guns. Told y'all niggas about that shit, and so on and so forth. But you know, I'd rather y'all niggas be stupid and give me a headline to talk about. I'll talk about you on the next show and your stupid ass go to jail. It's a day in the life. I see a lot of y'all became entrepreneurs during the pandemic. No problem with that. One thing I've noticed, man, you know, it's hard to have an opinion in Detroit. It's really hard to have an opinion in Detroit. It's like either you dick sucking or you hating. It's no in between. You can't be objective around here. But I'm going to tell you like this. Show me somebody who's liked by everybody, and I'll show you a dick sucker. So, with that being said, I'm going to say pretty much the fuck what I want on every show, and when I see you niggas in person, too. It's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? If you try to world star me, we're going to Fox 2 your stupid ass. I'm not the radio show host to get punched on or none of that type of shit that y'all be thinking about. It's not that. But, as always, we're here to educate as well as entertain. So we're going to talk about the return to work. Now, it's been a good run. They was passing that motherfucking money out so much that I ain't even know what to do. Niggas got money I ain't never seen before. Detroit been feeling like L.A. Alexander McQueen's and motherfucking Gucci's and Carmo de Casson. Well, if I said that right, I don't know. Motherfucking, these bitches got wigs and weaves to the floor looking like Cousin It, the 50-inch wigs. Fuck a 30, these bitches got 50s. Which is hanging. Everybody got a scat pack. It's nothing but Chargers on the street in Detroit right now. Chargers. That's all. We don't. Ain't no other fucking car right now. No other car exists in Detroit right now. It's just scatties. Scat City, nigga. The money been up. And it's like I said, man, the money is gone. Niggas ain't got nothing but guns left. Them stick up kids finna show out. It's a hot summer already. The murder rate is up in Detroit. It's up everywhere, but it's up in Detroit. Let's talk about the return to work. So now what we see is we see a lot of jobs giving out signing bonuses and pay the day, get work today, get paid the next day incentives. I know I said something like this on my social media the other week where I was like, you know, the days of working 2 weeks for a check is over with. Or we not in terms of entrepreneurship, but just period. Jobs gonna have to pay you at the end of the night if they want niggas to come back after this shit. You gonna have to come to work at 8 when you about to clock out at 2, be like, hey bro, you got that for me? Because niggas ain't even going for that shit no more. But aside from that, I was having a conversation with somebody who was trying to challenge me, but we were having a conversation where he was kind of indicating that he didn't think it would be a return to work. Well, let me tell you guys, there's going to be a fucking return to work. They not closing this bitch back down. The feds is on that paperwork shit. If you think I'm bullshitting, keep trying it. The Alexander McQueen's is on Marketplace. Y'all buffs is back at Hutch. Y'all pawn them bitches for half what you bought them for. Them dilly ass chains with them high quality diamonds that y'all took back and got a fraction of the cost is back at the spot. So everybody's going back to work. But what we're seeing now, with the mass influx of cash, is we're seeing something called hyperinflation. Not going to get into a financial lesson with you guys today, but what I'm going to tell you guys what inflation is it's basically the minimizing and maximizing of currency against whatever the market standards in the specific area or market is at that time. I'm saying that to say this. They gave a lot of money out. Minimum wage going up, everybody paying $15 and $16 an hour. The price of everything is going up. Gratuity is on carryout orders. Hamburgers cost $12. That's what inflation is about. Y'all got the money and gave it right back to these motherfuckers, man. I can't believe y'all supposed to keep that shit, man. Now, I understand the spirit of entrepreneurship. I own a business myself, but I also work. But what I'm not with is the entrepreneurs who feel they need to shit on the 9-to-5 worker to make what they got going on look a whole lot more extravagant. when a lot of y'all businesses ain't doing shit. The businesses that you guys have will not sustain you once you stop calling Marvin. So keep that in mind. Even if you are an entrepreneur, if your business is not operating in the black, you're not a successful entrepreneur. Also learn the difference between branding and business. A lot of you guys don't own businesses. Nigga, you're in business. And what I mean by that is you may sell a product. You may have a store. And this is something I want to say. This is the biggest thing about being in business, because a lot of you guys are not in business to be in business. I'm sorry, y'all not in business to make money. Y'all in business to say y'all in business. You're not doing any background on the businesses that you're beginning. You're getting into regulated industries. Yeah, regulated industries. You know what the fuck that means? Selling liquor. Selling edibles. People starting health-related companies with no certifications or scientific info to back up the claims of their products. I'm going to let you guys in on a secret. Even though marijuana is legal locally or statewide, to the federal government, it's still a Schedule I narcotic. So possession of them weed and them guns, motherfucker might pay you a visit. Maybe not on the state level, but on the Fed case, very possible. Google it now on the DEA website. Marijuana, cannabis, THC, is still a Schedule I narcotic. Still an indictable offense. Regardless to whatever local legislation or whatever the fuck you thought you read on Channel 4 in them 10 seconds you paid attention to the news while you was breezing through the living room. We need to, as a people, learn this game and learn the ins and outs of the game in order to succeed. The shit that y'all ain't got no time for, the books y'all don't want to read, the messages that's too long for y'all to pay attention, that's what y'all need to pay attention to. Because I'm going to be honest with you, like, I seen a lot of businesses start. Didn't really see any pillar businesses. I saw a lot of niggas try to make businesses out of hobbies. No disrespect, but you won't sustain. Not long term. Why are you guys still opening brick and mortar stores? Fucking malls nationwide are going out of business. Northland went out of business with Marshall Fields and Macy's in that motherfucker. And y'all opening up brick and mortar stores to sell $3 dresses for $65. If you don't motherfucking FedEx priority mail that shit to every person and cut out all that overhead, do the research. Nobody walks into stores and buys shit no more. It just doesn't happen. That's why the new hustle is selling fake AirPods and throwing pop-up shops. These businesses will not sustain. So I'll be honest with you. What y'all might want to do is go get some jobs for the drought on work short up, because this $15 and $16 an hour shit ain't going to last. And I'm not saying nobody be a slave. You think your business is going to work, do what it do. What they say, step out on faith. But don't step out on faith and step into poverty. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I like the fact that my daughter can go to the dentist and get braces and all that old type of shit. Because Medicaid don't pay for that. Nigga. Okay. Anyway, it is what it is. Branding is branding. Business is business. Y'all gonna do what y'all want to do, man. Sell that diarrhea tea. Sell them edibles. Sell that alcohol. Do what y'all gonna do. I encourage everybody. I just get niggas both sides of the coin. That's what the Bad Guy Radio Show is about. We educate and we entertain. I always give people both sides of the story. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not giving no flowers to no nigga that bought an air fryer and thought he broke generational curses for doing so. Fuck that air fryer, nigga. I don't applaud fish for swimming on the Bad Guy Radio Show. Listen, it's been another episode of the Bad Guy Radio Show. Listen, I don't know when I'm coming back. Like I said, I got cussed out by two listeners that told me I don't record enough. I be having shit to do. But I do got some shit going on for y'all. I got some shit planned. It's coming up. I ain't even gonna say what it is, because these niggas be copying. I be peeping y'all niggas be stealing my shit too. Y'all be stealing my shit, remixing my flows, your podcast host, y'all following me and shit. No problem with that. And listen, I'm not one of those people, you know, I see like everybody got this thing where they start businesses and they kind of get upset that other people copy their businesses. I don't get mad about that. Because even if a nigga doing what I do, he can't do what I do. Y'all niggas selling hats. Y'all talking shit. But y'all don't got the juice, baby. Y'all don't got the juice. In the meantime, man, I'm about to get the fuck up out of here. I got shit to do, man. It's 90 degrees in Detroit. I'm going to go in and step about this motherfucker. It's about 8, 9 o'clock at night. So 20% of the niggas in the city is in jail right now. It's a little bit safer right now for me to step outside.
Yeah.
It's been another episode, man. The Bad Guy Radio. When we put it down, man. Listen, one more time for my nigga Celis Hamilton, man. He came in with that heat rock, that crack. One time for Artie Way, my nigga JG and his bitch, man. You know I was latest coming up in the studio as usual, but that's my nigga. He always accommodate me. Weed on the Rocks, what's up? You got anything to say? You been hee-heeing and kee-keeing in the back of my episode. She showed up impromptu to...
Unannounced, just say it.
Unannounced, and ain't pull out no titties or nothing. This is what type of show is this, man. This ain't the type of pop-ups we have at the studio. Hey, JG, you got to get us some better motherfucking pop-ups to get a guest host or something. You know, I ain't seen no titties in this studio yet since I've been this... listen, man, it's Bad Guy Radio up in this motherfucking, man. Check me out. Listen, it's Cutter Kane, man. Look, follow the Instagram. It's One Bad Guy Radio, man. Add to Facebook. Don't add me if you're friends with my baby mama. I'm going to block you anyway. We on up out this bitch. It's going. It's on the flow. We up. It's 90 degrees in Detroit. I'll check in with y'all in a minute, man. Y'all be good. Be blessed. Keep your mask on. Wash your hands. Watch your friends. We out this bitch. I'm gone.
Hoes.
Confused, the jokers I played, the pokers in spades. Not many even focus this way. In Vegas we stayed right on the strip. Was finna dip, Hennessy got me lit. I'm hip, the club is dim. The light was him.
Learn my greatest lessons when I'm mid through a battle. I know warfare is real when I ain't boxing with no shadow. This the kind of talk that only come from experience. Only disconnected when I'm out and I ain't fearing him. Only disconnected when I'm full of myself.